So we have a interesting shmuz. I think it's interesting shmuz. I think there are three chidushim. Two of them I think are okay. The third one I think is pretty mukhruch, but it's extremely radical. So I'm not sure if it's might be too big of a chiddush. We'll see. You'll judge yourselves. But it seems to me like that's what it says. Anyway, it says here that basically the first part of the gra is pointing out how obviously Esther did not want to go to Ahasuerus, and she was forced. It was an oines, right? Obviously, we can imagine that Esther is a tzadekes. To go to Ahasuerus meant that he's going to be ma'aneser. The most, for a tzadekes, that's the world's greatest tragedy. She was married already. She was married to Mordechai, according to Chazal. It's definitely not what she wanted. So it was a terrible tragedy, so she was forced. That's the first gra. Then it says, the second gra says, when she got there, the pasuk says in pasuk tes, "Vatita v'nara be'enik." That's going to be the background for the third shmuz. So just mention that. But the first two shmuz are in pasuk tes. Pasuk tes says, "Vatita v'nara be'enik vatisa chesed afanav." So he explains because a woman needs two midas. There's two midas that a woman can have. One is that she should be physically beautiful. Especially, obviously, for Ahasuerus, that's very important. And the second maida, which apparently even for Ahasuerus, who's a lowlife, which is also very important, cause, is that she should otiye kasanis et abalas chesed. So even in Ahasuerus, who is obviously not the most intellectual and into ruchnius, etc., but he understands somehow that you need these two ingredients for a good wife. One is okay, physical beauty. That's, you know, that's Ahasuerus for sure. And second, shelote kasanis et abalas chesed. And Esther had those two midas because, as the pasuk says, that's what the pasuk is saying. And because, and he continues that because she had them so blatantly, so everyone knew that she was going to be the queen. It's Pashit. Of course, Ahasuerus is going to pick her. What's the Shaida? Ahasuerus, that she has both of these two midas. So Shaida. Even though there were obviously many, many other girls and they were very beautiful and this and that, Pashit, Ahasuerus is going to pick her. That's what he says the next of the gra. So the first most obvious kasha is Stam Yineba and the gra. The gra says the second midah is Shelote kasanis. She shouldn't have a temper. She shouldn't be angry. Ela balas chesed. Rather, she should be a balas chesed. So the obvious question is that this isn't two sides of the coin, right? Ela means the opposite. You shouldn't be a kasanis, but you should be very calm. That would be the other side of the coin. You want to say balas chesed? It means you shouldn't be selfish. But this doesn't sound like two sides of the coins. You know, say, you shouldn't be this, but rather you should be that. They have nothing to do with each other. So it's beferish that the flip side of a temper is a balas chesed, which means that a person who is not a balas chesed is a kasanis. It goes the same way. What does that mean? The very, very sadistic thing. Why do people get angry? Right, someone steps on your toe. Someone goes ahead and insults you. You get angry. Or stam, life goes, you walk outside and you have a flat tire. I'm fuming. I wanted to go somewhere. I can't go now. I had my whole plans set up. Right, you get angry. Life doesn't treat you right. It's because you're not a balas chesed. What shot? Balas chesed means that you understand that the world is not made for you. Baal chesed means, the real Baal chesed, a person who's doing chesed because he wants to rake up mitzvahs of chesed, it's very nice, but that's not the real Baal chesed. A real Baal chesed means a person who really, he lives for other people, which means that he walks around with the havana that the world is not for me. It's not like America. I'm number one. That's an American hashkafa, which is treif, false hashkafa. Baal chesed means the world is, the rabbim is more important from the yachid. I heard a very big gadol say that. that the Rabbim comes first. That's it. If you have a choice between the Rabbim and the Yochid, the Rabbim comes first. Baal Chesed understands that I'm just one person here. I'm just one millions of the world. I'm not the Iker. I'm trivial. I'm helping other people is what counts in the world. So I should be upset I have a flat tire. Okay, I got a flat tire. It's not the biggest tragedy in the world. Life is not about me. A person who's a Baal Chesed does not get upset, generally speaking. Therefore, it's the two opposites. The Kasanis says, you stepped on my toe. But if you're a Baal Chesed, okay, so my toe hurts. And that's all. Okay, well, I think I'm Trump is gets angry, right? Why does he get angry? Because he's not a Baal Chesed, because he thinks the world revolves around him, right? You know, he's an egotistic person, you know, not that I didn't vote for him, but okay, you have to admit. But Lemaisa, he's quite egotistic, and he thinks that the whole world revolves around him, and therefore, if something goes, anything does anything wrong to him, he's fuming, because, you know, the whole world, this is the ichor of the world. Nothing else in the world counts except for me. So, but if you're a trivial person, if the world revolves around other people, so you don't get upset. So what you see in the Gra, a very important insight, that people, that the way of working on not having a temper is to understand the people, that some people who find that anger, there's a whole sefer, Erech HaPayim, how to work on anger management, right? Different people have more of a problem. The best way to work on anger is to hear that you're not the center of the universe. The more you become a Baal Chesed doesn't just mean you do Chesed. A Baal Chesed, you understand that that's the purpose of the world, then you're less likely to be angry. Okay, that's shmooze number one. Shmooze number two is a little other question. How did they know, okay, Haggai, that Esther was going to be appointed the queen? Okay, so maybe Haggai, I don't know, Haggai might have been a very, you know, perceptive person. He might have been very smart. He maybe saw Esther for a while. But Ahasuerus is an idiot, right? Ahasuerus is some... We know Ahasuerus is an idiot. And he's the one that's making the decision. And he did not go on a date with Esther and sit with her in a hotel lobby and say, do you like to do chesed? And Esther said, oh yes, I'll tell you all the chesed projects I do. And Ahasuerus says, wow, that's amazing. Oh, you're the girl I want to marry, right? That's not what happened. So, okay, granted, Esther is this very, very amazing Baal Chesed. But how's Ahasuerus going to know that, right? Ahasuerus is, you know, what makes Haggai think that Ahasuerus is going to be attracted to Esther? Okay, so the first thing, she was beautiful. Okay, so maybe fine. But he seems to say both. He said there were two, you need these two ingredients, and this is because she had both. That's what it sounds like from the Pasuk, that because she had both, therefore, they were sure she was going to be the queen. So what does it help that Esther is a Baal Chesed? So the answer, you see a very beautiful insight, and that is that people don't realize, there's such a thing called Chachmas HaPirtzof. Chachmas HaPirtzof, those who are into Kabbalah, means that you can look at the person's face and you can know everything about them. In Kabbalah, there's such a thing, in Mekubalim, there's such a thing as a Chachmas HaPirtzof. They can look at your face and they can actually know. I actually once went to a person, I didn't know I was going to Mekubal, and he looked at my face. It was like, you know, he also looked at my palm of my hand. But okay, anyway, the Maisa, he was a very chasher person, wrote many, many Svarim. I went because he was a chasher Tavakakam, but he was also Mekubal, I saw later. So he was a buck in Chachmas HaPirtzof. Anyway, I won't tell you what he told me. I can't tell you. But the Maisa, there is such a thing. But even without Chachmas HaPirtzof, of knowing Kabbalah, there's such a thing of Chachmas HaPirtzof, not as Kabbalah. Ahasuerus was not a Mekubal. But what Pshat here is, he could look at the face, he could say, oh, that's a Baal Chesed. That's not an angry person. You see it on the face. People don't realize when you have a midah tova, it doesn't just come out sometimes. It's on your face. And people with bad midahs, you walk on a bus, you sit down in your bus and you look around, you can tell, oh, that's a grouch. Right? The guy's sitting there, right? You sit on a bus and you look around, you can say, oh, what a grouchy person. The guy's reading his newspaper. And you know he's a grouch. Because you can tell he's a grouch. It's on his face. Right? So to an extent, right, that Esther was such a Bawas Chesed, and she was such a non-angry person, that you just looked at her. She walked into the room. I said, wow, what a calm person. What a happy person. What a Bawas Chesed. Well, I can see it. I don't have to go on a date and ask her. And you know, you just look at her. Look at her face. Look at the way she walks. Look at the way she talks. And even Achashverosh, Mr. Lowlife, Shevelolife, who's only interested in drinking, basically, and whatever other things, he's going to notice it. And he's going to fall in love. Because, oh, this girl, she's amazing. So that's the second shmooze. I think it's Rabbi Mukhlot that the midas of a person you wear on your sleeve or on your face, which is a little bit of his iris. So Cheshbon Nefesh says this as in his iris to be an anav. He says the same thing. He says a person who's about gaiva, everybody, just the way he walks, you can see he's about gaiva. You know, it's just in the way he walks. You look at you, he's about gaiva. You don't have to talk to the guy. And he says that goofa should be a motivation to motivate us not to be about gaiva. But here it's the same idea that he's talking about midas chesed and not being a kaisanis. Okay. Now the third shmooze is where it gets a little radical. My gosh is like this. Okay. I understand that would be in a normal setting. A normal day, Esther comes in, Chagai meets Esther on a nice day, Esther goes to the store, she's going to buy apples. Chagai also goes to the store, he meets her in the supermarket. He says, wow, what a refined girl. Look at that smile, look at that happiness, look at that patience. She's just amazing. But Esther is being taken to be Nensa to buy Achashverosh. Somehow you just don't think Esther's in the best mood, right? That's an understatement. Esther is coming, she was taken Bal Korcha from her home. She was forced from her home and being taken into the king's harem, whatever, and it's gonna be Nensa by Achashverosh. Now all the other girls there, they're prutzes and they're thrilled. Oh boy, giggle, giggle, this is our chance to meet the king. We're so happy, you know. So every other girl there, or a lot of them, are so excited that this is their chance to meet the king, and maybe I'll be the princess, and maybe I'll be, you know, they're going to make me the queen, and they're already dreaming about how they're going to be the queen, and it's going to be so amazing. And Esther is sitting there dreading it. Oh, this is the greatest tragedy of the world. So you would think that in this mental mood that Esther is in, she is not making the greatest impression You would look at her, you would say, "Boy, this girl, she's crying. She's such an unhappy person, grouchy." You know, how can Esther radiate happiness in such a moment? To me, like it's a plea. They're going ahead. She was just taken. She wasn't Nancy yet. She was taken from her home. They're taking her to be Ma'anizer. She's going to have to live among these goyim, these low lives, and she radiates a happiness and a personality that everyone is, wow, this girl's amazing. But you would assume that at a moment like this, she's radiating. Okay, one thing if someone steps on your toe, you're not grouchy, but this is a little bit different than stepping on your toe. This is a real tragedy. This is the tragedy of tragedy. She wants to be by Mordechai. She wants to be with Kedusha. She doesn't want to be with Haman. She's going to be locked up for 12 months so that she can soak her in spices, whatever, crazy, Meshuggah. So it's a tremendous chiddush. such a chish, I think the same as like too radical maybe, but if it seems that when a person is a real Baalas Chesed, and a person is a real maybe Balteach, and a person has proper midos, and you're a Gamzu de Toiva and a Baalas Chesed and everything else, so that you can be in the worst situation, mamish the worst situation, and at the same time, you're the happiest person in the world. You're radiating, your face radiates. Someone looks at you, you're sitting in the concentration camp, and you look around and say, wow, look at that happy person. Amazing, right? The person radiated, because when a person really has proper midos and proper understanding that Hashem runs the world, so there really is no such thing as a terrible situation. Anything that happens is Gamzu de Toiva. So as much as I think it's the worst, it's a terrible, it's the greatest tragedy, it's Gamzu de Toiva. So Esther, even in this situation, she's still happy. She's happy, she's smiling, and to the point that she stands out more than everyone else. Because of her, there's this other girl who's thrilled that she's going to meet the king, and this is her life dream, but for it, she's a grouch. She can't come out with that total happiness and radiating her face. Well, Esther, who's in the most depressed situation, logically, radiates a much greater simchas achayim. So I think that there are three shmuzim. I think it's very good, good yesidus. One is that we have to work on understanding that the world doesn't revolve around us. We are trivial. We're unimportant. In the big scheme of life, we're just one little piece, even with our godless Adam, but everyone else also has godless Adam. So we're still trivial. Okay, you're godless Adam, but there's a million other people with godless Adam. So there's a real, you have to go ahead and to hear that what this Gadol told me, the Rabbim is more important than the Yochid. When a person has that perception, things don't bother him. Even if things happen that are against my wishes. But so what? It's against my wishes. There's a sefer here. There's just a sefer the yeshiva has from the Mashkiach of the yeshiva in Petach Tikva. I think it's called Nachlas Eliyahu. He was Rav Shadron's Rebbe. So it says when he would go on the bus, he wouldn't push the button to stop for his stop. The whole bus should stop for me? If someone else would push the stop, he'd get off. If no one pushes at his stop, he'll get off at the next stop and walk back. I'm going to push the button, we should push the button, the bus should stop, and everyone's going to have to wait because I have to get off. Like, who am I to make the whole bus stop? like that attitude. Okay, that's a little extreme, but that's the attitude that I'm not, the world is not for me. I'm not the most, he was a Gadadar. The Chazon Ish say he was one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim. So he was one of the great Tzaddikim Dor, but he had this feeling that, how can I have the bus stop for me? So when a person has that attitude, then you don't get angry. Because you missed your stop, okay, so you're not going to be angry. Right? So that's the first yesite. The second yesite is that we should hear that we're hurting ourselves when we have bad midos, because everybody knows it. We think that we're disguising it. We think no one knows. People know. It's a deep, maybe people don't tell you, but a lot of people know. They know that this guy is a grump, and this guy is unhappy, and this guy is selfish, and this you can tell it, and this guy's about gaiva. It comes across. Even Achashverosh can tell. And the third thing is that when we have our proper bitachon, and also this midah of chesed, then even when the world's greatest problems, we can still be happy.